Matty, based on what you guys were able to do in the last couple of games of the mm-hmm. Nashville series, how much confidence does that give you coming on the road here now for 3-4?
Great confidence. We've had success on the road in the playoffs. We like where our game's at right now, so we're excited for this game coming up.
What has your team done well on the road lately?
Not sure. I think we keep it pretty simple. We know we bring our A game somehow on the road. We work hard. We get on their D. So I think tomorrow that's going to be the plan.
What do you anticipate playing here? I mean, it's no surprise you played here before, mm-hmm. but the crowd, the atmosphere, you guys obviously have a great atmosphere there.
Yeah.
What do you think, Vegas? What are you expecting tomorrow night for the fans?
Yeah, it's the same thing. I mean, it's the conference final, so you expect all the buildings to be loud and excited for games, so that's what we're going to expect tomorrow.
Now, you guys have always, at least this spring, whenever you've had this series get tied, responded with a win the next mm-hmm. game, and you've never had to chase a series, right. So does that add some extra urgency maybe to tomorrow's
yeah.
game?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a huge game. Like you said, you know, we've bounced back after every loss we've had so far in the playoffs, so it's no different for us tomorrow. Just a huge game, so we got to have to bring all our best.
What did you learn about the Golden Knights last night, Matthew?
They're relentless. You know, we knew they weren't going to just fold in at us, you know, take two at home. They battled hard. They played a hard game. So that's what we expected from them, and now we got ourselves a series.
What are some of the challenges our D present? I mean, everyone talked about Nashville's D being one of the best mm-hmm. in the league, and these guys are kind of more of an under the radar group.
I don't think under the radar group, but they have a strong D core. You know, they play you hard. They can skate, and their system, they play into a great system, and they got a great goalie, so they play well in their own end.
Do you think they're similar to Nashville in that sense then?
Yeah, definitely. They don't give you a whole lot of space. No, they get on you. They get some speed, so it's a very similar.
And then the games have felt similar as well, because I mean the yeah. numbers again are very close, the same they were in the
yeah.
matches,
and the games feels the same as well on the ice. So it's that time of the year. There's, you know, it's the best teams that are remaining in the league that are fighting for the Stanley Cup. So there's not going to be a whole lot of space out there, and we don't expect that to change at all.
Throughout the season, there's been talk that teams come here, party the night before, and have a tough time playing the next day. What do you anticipate tonight? Early bedtime, you think?
Yes, definitely. Everybody's going to bed early because we're here to win hockey games. So we're going to go to bed early tonight for sure.
Just to follow up on that question, though, you guys talk about blocking things out in Winnipeg with the, mm-hmm. the crowd and the hoopla, and Vegas must always have to block things out when you're visiting here.
Yeah, I mean, this is a nice city. You guys walked around. You see what it's like. But at this time of the year, it's all business. You know, we're here to win a Stanley Cup this year. So everybody's buying into that, and doesn't matter if we play in whatever city tonight. Everybody's going to take on themselves and get ready for a game.